The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must keep America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, along with my co-host, Ron McDonald, here. Well, I'm in studio. I don't know where he's at. Where are you at, Ron?
You mean physically? I'm in my kitchen.
Okay. But, okie dokie. Well, we got to tell people, you know, this is the marker for the feds. It's the 28th day of June, 2010. People always want to know why, Ron, I always mention a date, and most everybody now in alternative media does the same thing. That's to make it easier for us to access if we ever get charged with some ludicrous thing that the government says is now a crime. It's for easy access for our defense. Once again, defending ourselves against people that hate freedom and liberty and the Constitution and just plain old common sense. So what's happening?
Nothing much. It's extremely hot here. I don't know how it is in Texas, but and I can't put a fan on, obviously, otherwise you won't hear me. So I'm going to suffer through it.
Oh, so you're going to be sweating for the next 2 hours?
You darn tootin' I am. But I usually sweat on the radio anyway, so there's nothing new.
Well, one of these years you'll relax. So do you run air conditioners out there or one of those swamp things?
Actually, we have neither. Our paddle fans actually do the trick. So we're under redwood, so it's just a slight breeze is enough to cool our house.
You're under, when you said under redwood, what does that mean?
Redwood trees.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it's still hot. I don't care if it's a dry heat. It's still hot as hell.
Yeah, it is. But if you keep the blinds closed and leave your fans on, it's nice and cool.
Yeah, and if you lay perfectly still and don't generate any energy and, gosh, oh my, I had no, you know, try turning on a fan. Maybe it won't make that big of a deal. We'll let you know if it does.
Well, I could do without it. I'd rather not go through that. I don't mind sweating just for 2 hours. That's not bad. I could use the losing the weight.
Well, I don't know if I feel guilty about this, but or if I feel, I don't know, kind of.
He's out there sweating his buttons off.
Well, are you? You're in an air conditioned area.
You better believe it. I'm in Texas. I'm only halfway to hell. You're all the way there, immersed in it. My.
Yes.
It's got to be out there, what, 110 today?
Well, it's at least 100 here today, so it's pretty hot.
Okay, well, the weather here in Texas, it hasn't been that bad. We haven't broke 100 degrees yet, although it's been rather humid, and when you got humidity up there and you got temperatures over 90, it's sticky. And half the people wouldn't be in this state if it weren't for the advent of air conditioning to begin with. So, you know, we'd have scorpions, armadillos, and basically Mexicans. Because they can do without the air conditioning. You're not Mexican, are you? No, I'm just teasing.
No.
All right, we'll take the break here. By the way, I got to tell you this coming back on the other side of the break. You'll never guess who is against Kagan being on the Supreme Court.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, my sweaty little friend, are you sitting down?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I know who's... I do know who's against Kagan.
Can you see my hand, right hand up? I'm voting.
Oh, you're...
Yeah.
I'm voting, too. Well, I'm one against her.
Okay. Well, get this. This comes from CNSNews.com. Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan is not kosher, meaning she's not fit to serve on the court, according to more than 850 Orthodox members of the Rabbinical Alliance of America. That's the term the rabbis used about Kagan in the press release issued Thursday, saying Elena Kagan is not kosher and she is not the fit to sit on this court or any court. Rabbi Yehuda, and you can't get any more Jewish than this, folks, Rabbi Yehuda Levin, spokesman for the Alliance, told CNSNews.com on Thursday that a great deal has been made about the fact that she would be the second Jewish woman on the court, and we want to signal to people across this country that we take no pride in this. Levin said, most people are happy when one of their own is nominated to such a high position, but he added, we feel that Elena Kagan turns traditional Judaism on its head. From the concept of a nation of priests and holy people, she's turning it into, and I'm quoting him, let's homosexualize every segment of society, and by the way, partial birth babies have no right to be delivered. Now, in a statement issued Thursday, the Rabbinical Alliance called on Senate Judiciary Committee to refuse to confirm Kagan to succeed the outgoing Justice John Paul Stevens. It's clear from Ms. Kagan's, and I'm quoting them again, it's clear from Ms. Kagan's record on issues such as abortion on demand, partial birth abortions, the radical homosexual and lesbian agenda, the supremacy of anti-family panoply over religious liberties or biblical adherence at all, that she will function as a flame-throwing radical, hastening society's already steep decline into Sodom and Gomorrah. This is pretty heavy-duty stuff here. Levin told CNS News that his fellow rabbis and hundreds of thousands of Orthodox and traditional Jews are puzzled at the president's choice of Kagan. Now, what exactly was Obama thinking, President Obama's thinking, when he nominated Kagan? Because eventually down the road, someone or some group is going to take the hit for the crazy decisions that Kagan is bound to make. So we would have much preferred if Obama had given his distinctive or this distinction to another minority group instead of singling out the Jews. Barring a rebuff from the Senate Judiciary Committee, Levin told CNS News that the rabbis want someone in the Senate to launch a filibuster to stop Kagan's nomination from coming to a vote. We're waiting for more courageous, decent senators. Don't hold your breath. You might be waiting quite some time. Whether it's a senator, Jim DeMint, Tom Coburn, or Jeff Sessions, we're looking for them to stand up and filibuster this embarrassing endangerment of a nomination. Confirmation hearings for Kagan began today at the Senate Judiciary Committee. But I didn't expect this. I really didn't. That 850 rabbinical rabbi kind of yarmulke wearing guys come out and say she's an embarrassment to us.
I didn't realize that a criteria such as nationality or heritage would have a bearing on becoming an associate justice. I thought it had more to do, well, it doesn't have to do with experience because she doesn't have much, but I thought it would have more to do with one's ability to see clearly the fundamental issues in law.
Well, you would think. I mean, we got Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I mean, this woman is dyed in the wool, communist, socialist, liberal, call them what you will. Oh, by the way, her husband died, and I'm sure the nation's in great mourning over that one. This is the guy, yeah. This is the guy that had his, and I don't want to be crude here, but this is the guy that had his hands in his pockets here, you know, kind of promoting and being friends to like the Man and Boy Club, the Rambla,
yeah.
So not too many people are mourning the passing, but Kagan can't get on the Supreme Court, not. You know, in long term, not that it really matters anyhow, because the Supreme Court has not been ruling on stuff that they should be ruling. They've been up there kind of playing politics as well. But we got Sotomayor already seated. Could you imagine bringing the lesbian Jewess in?
Oh man,
I'm telling you, I'm telling you, you would probably see states seceding from the Union in rapid succession. But she's still there, and I've been watching this woman for the last couple of weeks and watching her interviews, and they always put her there with the who's the clown, the senator there from Nevada. Oh, that's right, Harry Reid, and when Chuckie Schumer sits down in the same room and he's beaming from eye to eyeball, or you know, corner, that's a telltale sign. That should be an immediate. You know, let's get rid of this one real, real fast. By the way, is Bork still alive? Can we renominate this guy?
Jeez, I don't know. Yeah, we could renominate anyone. You could run for it if you want to.
I probably would have as much experience in law. Well,
it's common sense. You know, there's common sense, and law is nothing more than reason. That's the basis of all law is reason, and yet I don't see very much of it in our society. There's no reason to many of the laws that exist or the determinations based on those laws. It's what we call a crapshoot on determinations.
Well, you know, the good thing about all of this is the states are starting to wake up because their respective citizens of the states are getting really bent out of shape with the Fed and their annex. So the good thing is the states are starting to respond to the tyranny coming out of Washington, D.C. And ladies and gentlemen, there is no other way to put this. I mean, it is flat out, cold butt, in your face tyranny. Any time that you, for these light and transient and made up reasons, that you've got to throw the Constitution along with that baby and the bathwater out, then you have tyranny. They have been ignoring the people in this country for years. They've been ignoring the law. They've done everything to circumvent the Constitution. So the mega corporations, including the FedGov itself, corporation folks, look it up in the business section of your phone book. You know, it's just gone so far that the states are starting to respond. But the Supreme Court did one thing just recently here. And I'll pull up the story here in a few minutes, but this deserves to be talked about. I remember a couple of years ago where they made rulings on the Second Amendment as far as the D.C. gun ban went. Well, that was just on the federal end. And seeing how Washington, D.C. is in the 11-square-mile area, kind of a hinterland. It's not a state. It's just a geographic area with a lot of Fed in it. They don't know what they are up there, and quite frankly, we don't know what they are either. But having said that, the Supreme Court came out and ruled about states' rights and the people having the ability to keep and bear arms. Kind of a landmark decision, a good decision. Thank you very much, Supreme Court. We'll tell you when you did fine, and we'll tell you when you did lousy. But on this particular subject, they got it right, because this is the ruling from the United States Supreme Court about the sovereign citizens' right to keep and bear arms in the several states. A little difference between this one, this ruling, and the one a couple of years ago.
Wow. You know, a great society is a society that passes very few, if any, laws per year. So what would you name our society, our state societies, and our federal society?
Lost?
Yeah, and tyranny describes it. You know, with every law that's passed, there's an encroachment upon a right that exists. So it's usually the laws are passed to benefit mankind, you know, Americans. But today, laws are passed to benefit the law, where man actually benefits the law. I'll give you an example of that. Every time they pull a car away from a family because of some sort of traffic issue, that the proceeds benefit the state and not to the family or to man himself. So we have a lot of those laws out there today that are not good laws or bad laws.
Well, and we'll take a look at, for instance, what has been flown under the radar of the Constitution through Administrative Procedures Act. How many different agencies were created under that? And we know that agencies aren't constitutional. I mean, they just aren't, because, you know, we don't vote these people in. They're not representative of a voting process. You know, pick the best one and stick them in there. It's their own little system. But how many, Ron, how many things would up and disappear, would not even be on the books right now if it weren't for that Administrative Procedures Act?
Right. And you know, there's a difference in prepositions here. In agreement with the Constitution, I emphasize the word agreement, means the entire Constitution. Administrative law is not in agreement with the Constitution. However, it's in agreement, it is under the Commerce Clause.
Right.
And that's where all the jurisdiction comes from. And it's, shoo, my God, if people were to wake up.
Oh, those Commerce, I call it the Universal Commercial Code, Commerce Clauses. This is where the FCC thought they had the jurisdiction to come and tell me to shut down my low-power FM last week.
Oh.
Man, I've got something to say about that as well. I figured it out. We'll take the break. We'll be back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you still seated?
I'm still seated, yes.
Oh, good, because I got another one for you. Out of the Telegraph, out of our friends across the pond there, since we're doing a little mini cheer here for some Jewish folks, German Jews to join new Gaza aid flotilla. Now, this is not something to be taken lightly or sneezed at. According to Julian Kossoff, in a move so loaded with historical symbolism, I fear their ship will capsize. An organization of German Jews planned to send an aid ship to break the Israeli blockade of Gaza. The descendants of the first victims of Hitler's genocide are going to aid of Muslim Arabs, the sworn enemy of post-war Jewry. In defiance of Israel, the Jewish state created phoenix-like from the fires of the Holocaust. He says, phew, it boggles the mind. Indeed, German Jewish Voice claims it has been inundated with 40 requests to join its adventure, and though they may represent the more far-flung shores of Jewish criticism of Israel, they are part of a process now redefining the Jewish diaspora's relationship with the State of Israel. Last month, the debate was set ablaze by Peter Barnhart in his analysis of the decline of secular Zionism in America, the failure of the American Jewish establishment, which appeared in the New York Review of Books. Beinart described how the leaders of America's major Jewish organizations have succeeded in estranging a generation of young Jews from Israel by defending virtually anything that the Israeli government does. In doing so, they make themselves intellectual bodyguards for Israel leaders who threaten the very liberal values they profess to admire. So I'm not going to bother with the rest of the story, but it seems that this is not having a very complimentary, casting a complimentary light on Israel. And I think,
Yeah, what's that old saying, a house divided?
Cannot stand.
Ah, interesting.
It is. And, you know, I'll tell you what. And I've said this on this program before. And if you look at all the negative things that have been going on, and a lot of people have tagged all Jews with this, and that is wrong. There is this little kind of secular, we're going to hide under the Jewish umbrella, pick on me because I'm doing mean, dirty, and dastardly, and immoral, and unethical things, and I'm Jewish, and you say something about it, I'm going to call you an anti-Semite. They have been guarded by that umbrella for so many years that facade is starting to crack. And I'm very glad to see it. And I don't know, I have got guarded optimism about this, that maybe, just maybe, people are going to start to wise up. And a lot of Jewish people, by the way, and I want to bring up an email. I'll have to find it during this upcoming break in a few minutes, but I've got to read this to you because this was actually a response that a listener had about the question of Jewry and what it is, and they were raised in it. It was a female, and she said, you know, we were always carefully guarded. We're not supposed to deal with anybody that isn't Jewish. And, you know, she basically said, the more I looked for God, there was no God in Jewry. You know, we were taught to only deal with other Jews. She said, but you know what? You can't trust any other Jews because they'll rip you off just like anybody else. And we were told that, you know, you've got to bow down to the Israeli state. You know, that's your God, you know, the secular stuff that goes on. And she said, you know what? I ain't doing it. I just ain't doing it. It's anti-people. It's anti-human. It's not religious. It's very bad stuff. So I'll dig up that email and just lay it all over everybody. I mean, it was fascinating, rather fascinating, because they're starting to catch on that, wait a minute, Zionism is not a true representation of Jewry. So they're starting to separate. I personally am very, very glad. Any more than, you know, I'll support the Catholic Church and all the queer pastors they have. Yeah, that's a good idea. Not if your 11-year-old was molested by one of these creatures. But does that taint the Roman Catholic religion? Well, yes, it does. Is it a problem that has existed for hundreds of years that they refuse to deal with? Yeah, that's a problem. But does that make me an ardent anti-Roman Catholic kind of person? Look, you can find fault in any religion, any organized religion. But I don't necessarily want to go burn down the Vatican right now, okay? So, man, just get rid of the predatory queer priest. By the way, folks, you know, and it always wasn't that way with the Roman Catholic Church. They actually had their men of the cloth that were allowed to marry and enjoy interpersonal relationships with the opposite sex and have babies. You know, it always fascinated me when the priest at the parish was always there to give you marriage counseling. That's like taking your car to the car wash and going, can you look under my hood? Yeah. 800-313-9443. We'll get into the G20. 32 states now officially bankrupt. Third depression coming on. All the rest of the good news on this edition of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. And in the shotgun seat, Ron McDonald. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Stay tuned for a million-bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
And of course, all that has gone before has led me to this. What a great setup. A letter from a recovering Jew. And here is a woman that stumbled upon Real Zionist News. And it has changed her life. She said, "Dear Brother Nathaniel," his last name, by the way, is Kapner. He says, "Thank you for your website." She says, "I have learned much from it and has changed my life. I want to tell you my story. I grew up as a Jew in New York and was raised from early childhood to be a Zionist. Although I received no strong religious training as you did, most Jews are conditioned in the very same way as me. I learned that Jews were special and different and were not to mix with the Gentiles. My family made me fearful of non-Jews. I spent 6 years going to summer camp with all Jewish children. Every year, each summer, being only with Jews is a form of Jewish elitist indoctrination to young, impressionable minds. My parents would ask me constantly, 'Is that person Jewish?' Whenever I made a new friend or had a new teacher or later in life co-workers or partners or bosses, the message was the same. Stick with Jews. Only trust the Jews. My grandfather threatened to cut me out of his will when I dated a Christian boy at the age of 16. And yet my experience was that Jews themselves were not trustworthy. Many Jews hold grudges and cut you off at the slightest infraction. I didn't experience or see much forgiveness amongst Jews. If I couldn't trust Gentiles and I couldn't trust Jews, where did that leave me? Alone, much of the time, not trusting anybody. Now, there's also was no beneficent higher power to love and forgive me. While there were a few vague references to some sort of God, I didn't grow up with a higher power in my life, certainly not a loving God like Jesus, or our God was the Jewish people and the state of Israel, which we must never fall in our loyalty to. In other words, you don't question. Now, most damaging of all was that I learned to distrust Jesus, to be afraid of him, and see him as the boogeyman. I was programmed to never, ever set foot in a church. God forbid I practice Christianity or love Jesus. All of this was considered blasphemous. As a loyal daughter, I obeyed. This, to me, is the greatest tragedy, that young Jews are brainwashed to stay away from Jesus Christ. We're all guilt-tripped and threatened with a sort of excommunication should we stray. What kind of religion has to use fear and punishment to keep its members in a tribe? I've been stunned to read on your website how Jews influenced some of the most egregious of historical events. I had no idea that Jews were important players in the Russian Revolution. It floored me to discover that there was a reason behind Hitler's blind hatred of Jews, the Jews' corruption of Germany and their attempts to destroy that Christian nation. Jews have always been portrayed as innocent victims of anti-Semitism. Brother, you have written in great detail about how the Jews have now corrupted this country. You've explained how Jews are in control of the media, law, entertainment. Obama has historically high numbers of Jews within his administration. Not only have Jews taken over the reins of power, but they have changed the personality of this country from a Christian one to a Jewish one. Jewish-type character traits permeate the entire society. There is now the obsession with self, with consumerism, with saving money, bargain hunting being a nationwide craze. This cheapness has helped drive businesses to sweatshops overseas. We have the worship of pleasure and sex, pornography and trashy movies, and abortion on demand. Watch the disgusting reality shows and observe people being humiliated and degraded. Anyone growing up in a Jewish family knows what it's like to be subject to searing criticism and shaming, which often substitute for true affection. Christianity is being trashed, and more people are becoming atheist. Look at the most atheist organizations and notice that they're run by Jews. It breaks my heart to see my ethnicity has done throughout history and is doing right now to this country. I've asked myself, why? I think it started thousands of years ago when Jews rejected Jesus Christ, who was a beacon of light in the world. Christ brought a new way of thinking and behaving, but the Jews were too obstinate and arrogant to accept him. Most still are. And now Jews are doing what their ancestors did back then, trying to destroy anything or anyone having to do with Christ. It's partly, I think, because Jews are too stubborn to admit that they were wrong. Another notoriously Jewish trait she puts in parentheses. Of course, it's hard to admit you're wrong when you have no loving Jesus to forgive you. Now, maybe what is happening, and has been happening for centuries, is a form of Jewish revenge. The Jews are so angry and hurt about being stood up that they want to destroy the beauty and the sacredness Christians have found with Christ. They have also taken matters into their own hands by becoming their own messiahs. Jews have elevated the previously obscure concept of Tikkun Olam to the centerpiece of Judaism. Tikkun means Jews fixing and repairing the world. It also means that God left the world imperfect, on purpose, so that Jews will perfect the world. It's delusional and very, very dangerous. After much education and introspection, I have decided that I can no longer be part of this religion. Not that it was much of a religion to begin with. I will always be an Eastern European Jew, for that is my ethnicity. However, I have recently accepted Christ as my Savior. This is the most rewarding but hardest action of my life. It is very difficult for me to trust Christ given the scars left by my Zionist upbringing. I feel like I'm deprogramming myself from a cult. I will continue to strive every day of my life to honor and worship Jesus, even though I have to blast through many layers of scar tissue to get to him. Sincerely, a recovering Jew. What do you think about that one?
Personally, I think, first of all, you know, I wish we had more precise words in the English language. to generalize Jews as though every Jew is incorporated into this is, as you already stated, is not what we're talking about.
Right.
Specific Jews. And if we could describe that specific Jew, certainly. My comment, John, is that the Jewish religion does not have room to tolerate a Christian religion. It's just not there. It doesn't belong in their religion. And I think the ultimate goal has always been to destroy that religion. Just gut reaction, seeing it done over centuries, starting out with Christ and the crucifixion and how that was handled. I have to say that a religion is a belief in a singular deity or many deities, and why on earth would the Jewish religion ever want to see the Christian religion left alone or to be well established as it is today? It doesn't make any sense. Am I talking in circles? Or
No, you're not, because you know, people have to understand that the secular Jews, the Zionists of this planet, they hate Jesus Christ. And it has been said, and folks, if you have any doubt about this, if you're Jewish and you're listening to this program today, please, I by no means want to be offensive to Jewish people. But like everybody else, when a flim-flam has gone on and the wool has been pulled over your proverbial eyeballs, it's time to brush that away, that stupid veil, and to take a hard, serious look at what's going on. And this is all that I've ever wanted to do. You know, and I've never... I've seen people that they make this their life's mission, their holy crusade, and they lump all Jewish people into this thing. Oh, Jews, they're just scum. They're just garbage. They're dip, 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 dip. And that is not a resolution to their problem. You know, when did we start having problems here, folks? When did people start talking about these supposed Jews and not defining what this kind of turn-of-the-century thing was with the, I call them the Ejection Seat Christians, and with every liberal cause that there is, including the most liberal cause of all, the liberating communist. Look at the root of this, where it came from. Who's in control of that? Who uses this as a transmission belt for their propaganda through our medias? Well, if you want to change a country's mind about how they think and feel and act and respond, you take over their information centers. And that's exactly what has happened. So I'm holding great hope here that I do not set up such a barrier. You know, and forgive me here, but, you know, you neo-Nazi skinhead dirtbags out there with the swastika emblazoned in your forehead, get over it and get on with your life. We know what the problems are. I've encouraged people to go to nkusa.org. These are the people, these are conservative Torah-believing Jews, and they're the first ones that will tell you that, wait a minute, by our own Torah teachings here, we were bad in the past, and God is punishing us. And we're not to have our own country. And this little thing that we've been spread out over the planet, that happened for a reason. That was God's way of dealing with our sinfulness. So get over it. And they will tell you that we are against Zionism, and they explain exactly what it is and the influence that it has wrought in this country. We want everybody to wake up, Jew and non-Jew, Gentile and everybody else. I want to get back to the business of appreciating and living life and worshiping my God as I see fit, not the God that's been imposed on me or the God that you're trying to eliminate. Because you see, the Zionists, they hate Christ. And these people, these modern-day ejection seat revisionist Christians here, and I won't mention any names because we might be on a station in San Antonio today, but we got the Rotund one down there in South Texas, and we have all of these people that, oh, well, the Jews are the chosen ones, and oh, we've got the tie that binds with Israel, and anything that Israel does, it's just fine. Poppycock. You have not, you've poisoned the Christianity in this country. And it's time for you money-grubbing, supposed purveyors of God's word to go straight to hell. And do not pass go, do not collect $200, and don't get your glass ice water, baby, because it's hot down there. And there's a reason why there's a hell. That's so you can burn in it forever. It's time to let this stuff go. Let it go. You know, I don't know how to say it any clearer than that.
Well, yeah, you did say it very clearly, and you know, the opposition to the Hebrew religion is the Christian religion that says love thee one another. So there's room for the Hebrew religion in Christianity, in acceptance and tolerance, but it's not the absolute reverse when you're dealing with the Hebrew religion. That's right. There is no tolerance for any religion.
That's right.
They are the elite group of people. They're selected by God, and they look at the rest of humanity as less than or the common herd.
You know,
my facts are on point here.
You know, it's rather fascinating to me. I've been reading over the last couple of days articles. I mean, people in European cities are up in arms because, well, Muslims are taking over literally their cities. And I got to thinking about this, and I thought, this is an interesting development. Why are Muslims trying to take over white European cities? Well, let me think back here. The roadmap to peace for Israel, the Zionist state of Israel, trying to kill off or suppress any opposition to Zionism in the Middle East. Well, that's what wars are started for. That's why we rolled into Iraq and killed 1.3 million Islamic folks, Arab folks. This is why eventually we're going to roll into Iran. This is basically the reason why we're in Afghanistan, and we're going to have boots on the ground, real troops. It's not drones blowing civilians up, folks, in Pakistan, that we've got to have boots on the ground there as well. And then I started to think about this. Well, geez, they're up in arms because Muslims are taking over their cities. Well, where in the hell did you expect these people to go once you blow the snot out of their cities and out of their countries? What, did you expect them to stand there with open arms and welcome the bombs falling on their head? What did you expect to happen? And of course, because a lot of these countries, well, were with the coalition forces to go into Iraq and go after these evil Arab people, it caused at least 2 million people in Iraq to flee. What, did you want them to stand there on a pile of sand and get turned into human bloody confetti? I mean, well, come on, folks. And hell, even the Jews out of Germany right now are going, you know what? We're making a symbolic gesture. We're going to climb on one of these ships and go after that Israeli blockade because we don't like what you're doing to the Palestinians. Ho! Oh, a moment of clarity here.
Let me ask you a question, John. In your superior courts in your state and other courts in your state, if you have a Jew who is a judge, will you be treated fairly if you present yourself as a Christian?
Only if I have a million... I'll get scorched. I mean, it'd be like me 2 miles from the sun's surface. I'd have to probably have a million skin block or something. No.
Yeah, well, no, and this is a reality of many judges within the states. Their nationality is well hidden, but I'd gone into chambers, and I've seen the Torah in some of the chambers I've gone into, and I have to question, what is that Torah doing in that chambers? Is that part of the law of the state? No, it is not.
No, and this is still, believe it or not, this country is still, only by a few percentage points, predominantly white and predominantly Christian. But then you have groups, and sorry to you ACLU advocates out there, the people that started the ACLU and are still in control of it are card-carrying communist Jews. And they are there for separation of church and state. Read that as taking ethics and morality out of government. How can you separate God's law, which is the conscience of man, or it's supposed to be, how can you remove the very thing that gives you the concepts and the precepts of true justice and morality and take that out of the equation and expect things to bump along, you know, in a you know, I mean, it's just insane. If you have any doubts about this, grab a case full of Bibles, your favorite King James from, you know, whatever publishing house. Take your case of Bibles, go on the streets of Jerusalem, hold that Bible up and start preaching Christianity and see what happens to you. See what happens to you. But in this country, with only less than 2% of the population being Jewish, we got to have the menorah right next to the manger of Christ around Christmas time. And we got to have that separation of church and state. Oh, we're here for civil rights. Catching that one, Ron? 14th Amendment citizens? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And yes, that's the whole mission of the ACLU. So people are confused. Once the ACLU does something for freedom and liberty, they confuse that with them being a good group of people. No, it's called the Imminent Front is what it's called. Anyway, we'll take the break here. 800-313-9443. I'll take the first call right after this break. And then we'll get into G20 and bankrupt states and the bad news.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Let us go to the telephones. Art in Maryland. Hello, Art.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Am I coming in okay?
You're on a cell phone, but go ahead.
Well, I was wondering if you could either post that letter on the website or for some way I could get a copy of it.
It's already there.
Oh, great. What was the website that she mentioned that she learned all this information from?
That was Brother Nathaniel Kaplan's website, Real Zionist News.
Oh, Real Zionist News, okay. Yeah.
And you can find that on the website, on our RBN website right now. It's called A Letter from a Recovering Jew.
Right. I remember Jack McLam discussing an interview by a 29-year-old Jewish guy out of New York, and actually had to pay him for this interview, but he pretty much said the same thing this lady said, except he went a little bit further in that he said that these people feel they are chosen, the chosen ones by God, and he said, and they are. He said, but what they don't realize is their God is Satan. Now, I'm going to get hold of Jack to find out where I can get a copy of that interview. He did tell where it was, but I was driving, so I couldn't write it down. But
yeah.
I found that pretty amazing. But thanks for reading that. I enjoyed listening to that.
Yeah, well, hey, you're welcome, Art. Thanks for your call, bud. Yeah, and like I said, Ron, you know, go ahead.
You want me to go ahead?
Well, no, I thought you were going to say something.
No. This you have to take in consideration the Hebrew people and how old of a language, written language they have, and how intelligent this race is. And it started its mathematics and accounting long before most civilizations had a written history. So,
and you're right. And as well as the old time Arabs, you know, I mean,
right,
you're talking
right.
Culture that goes back thousands and thousands and thousands of years.
Yeah. So why wouldn't they gravitate to the media and to the banking system? And this would be their innate ability. Qualities in themselves. You know, they've already conquered this thousands of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just that we didn't think they were going to use it for slavery.
Well, and what did Jesus Christ himself do? In one of the few recorded times that are passed on in the Bible, he got upset with the money changers. And this was thousands of years ago. And you know, it's the same then as it is today, but guess what we have today? Oh, we have a world banking system based on usury. Do you think Jesus is pulling his hair out by now? I would think so.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And any Christian that says that we're to be domicile and not raise a hand in this and let God's will be done,
oh,
this isn't God's will.
No kidding.
It's not God's will.
I mean, if God could have set it up this way, that it was on automatic. If there were sin, the sinner to be dealt with, you know, immediately. No, he gave us the rule book and then gave us a choice, an option. Do the right thing or do the ungodly thing. It's as simple as that. People pray to God as if he's in charge of everything. Well, he's done enough. It's up to us to do the rest of the stuff. But we're in a prepackaged, pre-digested, easy street kind of living. You know, if we could possibly do it, I'm sure that there's Christians out there would probably pay somebody to go pray for them rather than praying themselves. Just another little added benefit of this great society. At any rate, 800-313-9443. We'll continue with your calls. This program will continue into the next hour right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. See you in a minute.
With recent